Dear home, we need a change. A room evolution. We need HomeSense. A new store where one bold piece can change your whole place. Like a leather sofa built for beauty and binge watching. With endless discoveries, I'll always bring you something pretty or cool or pretty cool. Want a hand-woven rug? Game-changing savings mean the answer is yes. I'm going now. The new store's in Franconia at Manchester Boulevard and Beulah Street. Love you. HomeSense. This changes everything.
The Ghost Lady and Len Moleko.
Two claps.
Hey, Len, she's the bar.
People are. There's. What do you call it? There's differences in opinion about.
The divides opinion.
Opinions divided.
But he lived in a lovely period. Well, his artwork, where no one judged him.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
look at Leon Schuster jokes now, it's like, damn, they wouldn't survive this.
I think you guys are woke.
No, that time we're still oppressed.
He come to Boca, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
You can speak Afrikaans.
Yeah, ek praat, mate.
Yeah.
Praat, but.
Yeah, and proud Afrikaans.
Ek is trots op jou.
Vir die podcastie.
Ja, ek praat biggie biggie.
A biggie biggie.
Biggie biggie wat?
Ek praat Afrikaans biggie biggie.
Heavy heavy.
Hear me, hear me.
Does the Bafana Fana, do they have a song?
Yes, they do.
Which is
Benny McCarthy. Hey, tada. No,
there's that one, there's that one from TKZ, right? Mm. And there's also another one from Joma Fela. When they were in the final of the 1996. Flip, man, what's the name of that song?
Shebeleza Congo.
Shebeleza, yes. Yes.
Are you
yes,
serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was like a tribute type of thing to Bafana when yeah. they got to the final of the
yeah. and I was just
AFCON, in which they went on to win. But yeah. since then, they've
wasn't that the last time we were in the final?
I was about to say, since the, no. We were in the final and we lost.
Well, we bonded.
The following AFCON 96 was 98. The year that we went to the World Cup, I think we lost a CAF final then. And then from there, it has just been like...
But it's different with Bafana Bafana is in the final. It's different. Like, the air is different.
It's like a leap year.
No, it happens once in a while,
you know.
Because when the Boca in the final is like, we knew it. Yeah, it's the Boca, man.
No, what but they no, but look, they've gone through. And big ups to them, by the way. That was like a hard fought victory. It was a very difficult match that they played yesterday against Wales. Like at some point, I was cringing because I think we were leading 9-3, and then I was like, okay, cool. They need to score a try, and then they got two penalties. That got them to 9. We scored a try that we converted. They scored a try that they converted. And it was like, okay, cool. There's about 10 minutes left. And like, okay, what's going to happen now? Because it's knockout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
anything can happen at any given time. And we managed to score a try. And no, was it a try? Or no, it was a penalty. It was a penalty, actually. Because we won by 3 points.
Do you think we're going to take the final?
It's very difficult because the person who coaches the team that we're playing against...
He used to coach us.
He was assistant in 2007.
Mm.
But half the players, not even half, like 95% of the players that we had then are not playing anymore. Your Brian Habanas, your Osturans and whatever.
Ghost Lady's like, when is this podcast starting?
I am waiting. Because Lady's trying to squeeze in the sports show here. Like, hell no, no. No, have your own. You can talk and dissect and do everything. Not here. Moving on.
So I'm taking you the wrong way. It's fine.
Anyway, welcome to 100th episode, everybody. We made it. 100 episodes in.
I want to take this moment and just thank my mother and my daddy.
Who'd have thunk,
eh? Everybody.
Who'd have thunk?
And you know what's funny? That was the trending conversation in the first episode.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
Are you serious? Mm. Oh, yeah.
Back in July of 2018.
And we disappointed Ghost Lady because she thought we were going to do something special.
Yeah, I was so disappointed.
But
yeah.
I thought we'd do
at some point. No, as I was driving here, I'm like, you know what? Maybe they've got a surprise for me.
I see. Even did your makeup?
Yeah.
No, I had my makeup done.
I was actually telling her that, like, yo, what's with the dark, like, lipstick type of thing?
Because calling me a goth.
Because it's looking very gothy, you know, like,
yeah,
Slipknot,
yeah,
Korn type of thing. I'm like, okay, Ghost Lady, what's happening?
Should we do something special on the 200th episode? Or 1,000? Which one do you want?
1,000.
No, I wanted one today. I wasn't thinking that far.
I want it today.
I feel sorry for your husband.
Now he has to work.
I want it now.
He has to compensate for all of this.
Did you see that story? Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
If he works, are you going to give him a job? Yeah, you were saying
Cardi B.
Jobs, don't worry.
There was a story. She did an Insta story, and she was like, "I want to suck your dick
now.
I want to suck it." To her husband, he's chilling there. They say he's a sex slave.
Yeah, no, there are some men out there who really complain about their woman. Like, yo.
Wow, for real? Yeah,
she was making job moves.
No, yeah.
Is it a thing? Heard,
yes. There are a lot of men. Please, guys, please don't make me look like.
Talk to us.
Yeah, talk to us.
Safe space.
Yeah. What are they complaining about?
No,
it's too much.
It's too much.
Too much.
There are women out there, you know, who are like, baby, every day you're just like, come.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong
I'd
with
be
that?
In heaven, bro.
Every day?
Every day?
No, but too much of a good thing is bad.
Nah, nigga.
It's not bad. It just takes a lot of energy.
Yeah. Drink Monster Energy Drink. This podcast episode is brought to you by Monster Energy Drink.
Because to be honest, it's not like people have sex every day, especially when like...
Really?
No, Len, let's not lie.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying, what, like, really?
Yes.
When last did you have sex, Ghost Lady?
When last did I have sex? Mm.
She's thinking about it.
Friday.
We are being ghosted. Yeah. Hey. But gay, as call up.
Friday.
Yes, we traveled this weekend. We just were so busy.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. And you, Leonce?
What?
When last did you have sex?
I can neither deny nor confirm anything.
What do you mean?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Who pleads the fifth on having sex?
Nkwele. Are you starting the episode? Because you just clapped.
But honestly, Len can confirm. Len, you can confirm. It's not every day, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's not every day.
It's
mundane.
No, not mundane. It's not possible.
Mac, you're probably those types that actually go on without sex for 3 months.
No, me. No. He does it every day. Like, you know, unemployed niggas. Plus, their sex game is on point.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh. Like a needle on a... Yeah.
No. Did you see they've got a limit now on Pornhub?
On Pornhub?
Yeah.
Why?
You can only watch for how long?
I don't know what the time is, but after a while...
Hello?
It cuts it off. It's got a time limit.
You would know.
Hello?
Some of us just browsed through. Just took updates. Like... Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, it's still the same. Oh, okay, I'm used to this.
Hello?
You know?
Who's this though?
But
I don't know.
There, like...
I feel like I'm being stalked because I'm getting like missed calls from the same person like repeatedly.
I tell them we're recording.
Hi. Okay. But I'll call up.
Yeah. Anyway. Pornhub's got a time limit now.
What's the time limit?
I don't know how long it is, but after like maybe, let's just say for example, an
how
hour.
How long it is?
Huh?
Huh?
After like an hour, it'll tell you.
You're on Pornhub for a whole hour.
No, I'm saying. I'm giving an example. Hypothetically.
Lies.
No, but for him to know what the limit is, he would have reached
exactly.
The limit.
That's why you know.
Okay, let's ask Siri. Ask Siri then.
No.
Ask Siri. But I don't know how much the limit is, but yeah.
I've got Siri everywhere.
Hey? Yeah, ask Siri there. How long is the Pornhub limit?
time limit.
Siri, how long is the Pornhub time limit? Are they talking, they're telling me about trackers and what?
Pornhub, Siri. Pornhub.
This is pointless. It's a pointless practice.
Are you single, Siri? Ask if she's single.
Why are we displaying Siri? Siri, are you single?
I'm married to the idea of helping people.
Sounds like Len.
He read that in Len's diary.
Nobody hasn't been getting some.
No.
Oh, good.
Len gets some.
Choice versus circumstance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. When last did you get some?
Yeah, when was the last time you had some?
Ah, man, it's been a while, man.
How's a while? How long is a while?
Last weekend, yeah. I think it was last weekend.
Okay, last weekend, is it this previous weekend?
No, the weekend before. The one before.
And then...
And then we're judging.
And we're judging.
I can judge.
Sis,
I didn't judge
you
anyway.
You had some for the past 7 days.
So if you're a judge, your name would be MacGyver MacGyver.
No, not at all.
No, you know, like Mohoeng Mohoeng.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be MacGyver MacGyver.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, this past weekend I drank too much. Hey,
it's too much.
You see what alcohol does?
Oh, this weekend was a lot. While you in Cape Town, we were drinking because I was with his girlfriend.
Is it?
Really?
Mm.
Did you get some?
No, man. Okay.
So,
why are you being foul?
No, I'm asking.
I don't even look at it like that.
Anyway, while you were drinking.
But she's a snack, though.
Knickknacks.
Guys, just let's watch your punch is about to
knickknacks. Knickknacks.
What would you do if I jumped your girlfriend, bro?
Shit happens.
Hey! Yo!
Lenny's used to this.
It's too soon.
It happens. Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, as people, right, we take it for granted that we are on a path or we are on a lane.
Mm.
But you are assuming that for the next person and you don't know what the intentions of the next person are. So it's for example, right?
I'm gonna about Jalili. That's all.
But it happens. It probably had nothing to do with you. So another person's actions. No. For real.
Yeah.
Another person's actions should not define who you are.
Bao
Jalili, people will lie. Mm-hmm. Not lie, rather. They will laugh at you and you'll be the laughing stock. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it does not speak to the person that you are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what happened when I was sitting on the beach on Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I had reflective moments.
Mm.
Like
it was
what?
It was beautiful, man.
You in Cape Town, eh?
Mm.
Mm.
What happened?
The sea was seeing.
Mm. And you were?
Reflecting.
I was reflecting.
He saw himself in the sea.
Mm.
You're reflecting.
Mm. Okay. I'm like a wave.
So did you come back as a better man? And if so, what changes are you going to make?
No, I just.
It's the 100th episode, you know.
I just actually realized that I am not in this world to carry. It's my mother.
Oh,
can I take this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Olady.
He's doing a lot of self introspection lately.
Yeah.
Hey, what is going on?
Yeah.
Soon just the podcast is going to become redundant.
Oh, but share, but you it's a fun day, before you roban.
Yeah.
And plus, the new year is coming. We don't know what's going to happen. Huh? We don't know what Len is going to give up.
Then he's going to do.
Lose interest in.
Then he's going to do a gospel podcast like Kanye.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
Oh, so give it more.
Hey, let's have a Cape Town.
Be careful, guys.
Hey.
When people start reflecting, man, shit is deep, yo.
Yo.
I was actually interviewing couple.
Couple?
Yeah, today.
Oh, dope.
And he was telling me that there was a girl he was dating.
Share, but it's 7:50 here.
And so this girl wasn't giving him some.
Okay.
But then the one day he got drunk, and he was sleeping with the girl, and the friend was there. And then he passed out, blacked out. And then when he woke up, they were busy pumping his chick.
The friend? Are you serious?
Yeah, the friend was pumping his chick.
But was the chick also passed out now?
No.
The chick knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, no. It was all consensual.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But how did, if he passed out, how did he know?
He woke up.
And they were busy then. No, it wasn't for him then.
She's so foul, man. She's so cold because she wasn't giving him some.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then here comes the friend.
Ish. Well, just he needs to reflect like Len.
He needs to go to Cape Town.
He needs to go to Cape Town. Maybe sex is redundant.
Okay, no, I know shorts. Oscar, look. Oscar,
yeah, no, the show must go on, Chief.
She, but Eric, you phone like it's a phone like 30 minutes. It's a phone like it's a talkie. It's a sharp.
Len obolela maka.
You know, mothers will talk forever.
Kasi lebali. Oscar, war.
Hey, mothers will talk forever.
Sure, lady. Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Anyway, where were we?
Phone on silent.
You in Cape Town reflecting.
Reflecting.
Yeah, and I reflected.
And you. The end. You said the podcast was redundant.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
The podcast is good.
Is it?
Yeah. What's your biggest fear in life?
Not reaching my full potential.
Mm-hmm.
One, that. It's actually two.
But then you complain about time at the same time.
No, not really. Like, time is, there's 24 hours in a day, right? And unlike Euphonic, who says we all have the same 24 hours, we actually don't.
Meaning?
But this is why people don't want to come to the podcast anymore.
That's your fault.
Euphonic, these are the views of land.
They are not the views of the podcast. They are not the views of Nonke.
Please come with your 24 hours. We will accommodate your 24 hours.
Yeah.
In our property.
Yes.
So
while we reflect.
So what I'm saying is, what was I saying?
Euphonic, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah,
in
a day.
The original question was, what's your biggest fear?
Yeah, I was saying, it's like not reaching my full potential. Like, why is my phone so busy today? It's actually annoying me. Anyway,
Do they know it's the 100th episode?
No, I don't think they know. It's fine. No, I'm checking because I get my phone also rings on my watch.
I said that so that you can just recite about your watch and your phone. Oh, well, you just...
It's okay.
You caught the bait, eh?
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a fish. Anyway, we don't all have the same 24 hours because we don't execute at 24 hours the same. So what I'm trying to say is, his 24 hours are not the same as mine. And in
No, definitely they're not.
Yeah.
Yours are at home sleeping. Ours are at work working.
So in my reflection, it's a case of like, in those 24 hours, be the best that you can be. One. Two is, do not let your peace
be fucking
disturbed.
Hate that shit. Be the best that you can be. What does that even fucking mean?
It means that like, today is a day that you have and tomorrow might not arrive.
So how's that got to do with being the best that you can
go
be?
Go out with a bang.
Nah.
I don't like that
no,
shit.
No, for real.
Man.
Go out with a bang. Nah. Like, look, that's your philosophy and your... See, you getting WhatsApps.
You're distracted, my friend.
No, I'm not.
Can we be here?
Yeah, that's your philosophy and how you view life. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right? The way I view it is different from you. Because we are two different individuals or three different individuals and how we view life and how we go about everyday life is different.
I hear that. I'm trying to understand your way of life. By you saying be the best that you can be, what does that entail? What does that mean?
Each day as it comes is that day and you'll never get it back.
What did you do today that got you to be the best that you can be?
Oh, I
closer.
Kicked, oh, yeah. I kicked ass, bro.
What did you do today?
Oh, I kicked ass.
Oh, wow.
I kicked ass.
What did you
do? Oh, fucking hell, I kicked ass.
Mm.
No, he knows. It's fine. Let's just leave it there.
I watched some ass. Boy, did I watch some ass.
For 1 hour.
And got kicked out.
You've overstayed your welcome. What's your category on Pornhub? Just out of interest.
We've spoken about this.
Snow bunnies.
Like homemade shit. You know, like, why should like a cell phone?
Oh, sis.
Are you trying to get tips? Or are you trying to put a tip?
I don't like the ones where it's like, you know, they got cameras and lighting.
There was a
HD.
Director, there was a producer. Yeah.
Cut. Get out.
The director says,
cut. Come on. No, I don't mean come. I said come on.
You know, oh. I like the grimy ones where you don't know what's going on.
So you like wretched shit?
Yeah.
Boma Pona so.
Mapuna.com.
Volume 1.
Yeah, that's my shit.
What do you like, Ghost Lady?
I haven't stumbled upon porn in a while.
She's married, dog.
So?
She got no time for that.
No, there are people. People. Hey, but, okay, people out there play and do things and explore.
Mm.
So, yeah, you can't judge them.
Pornography
is not only for unemployed niggas.
So, yeah, we.
So, you do BBC?
BBC.
Not the channel.
BBW.
Oh, okay. I see how you
sex. Doesn't it sound weird when Lynn talks about sex? It's like, yo, stick to your role.
Be philosophical.
It's like when Daddy tries to do the sex talk with you.
It's like Will Smith when he found out Instagram and YouTube.
The wrong tube.
Hey, no, bro. Hey, because what did I say? Oh, yeah, I saw Black Coffee was doing like a
porn movie.
Wow.
No.
You are not mentioning Black Coffee, nothing.
BBC, Big Black Coffee.
A clue now.
They can make a series, yes.
No, I saw him. He was bigging
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, I spilled on you.
He was bigging up Java because Java had a show yesterday.
Apparently, it was sick.
Yeah,
insane,
I saw the pictures.
Oh.
So he was like, yo, let's support one another, you know? And he's taking like a video with his phone. But it looks so awkward. It looked awkward. It looked like, you know, when your parents find out, like, now they can record themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was very weird. Anyway.
Like daddy taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Big Black Coffee.
But anyway, yes, Java. Yo.
I'm sure a lot of ladies will be googling that now.
Yo, what do you guys think of Java?
You must own
you know I'm a fan of Java, bro.
Yeah.
It's Java. It's Java via Limazuzi. You can just see.
Or the underground homies.
Why didn't you guys go then?
He's such a vibe.
I wasn't
Where
around.
Where was he though? Yeah. Wasn't he in
Times Square Arena, Pretoria?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I missed it again.
The Did you see how packed
it
was?
Around. Oh, I wasn't around.
Oh, you're busy getting some.
No.
BBC. Black Coffee.
I was in Bushbuck Ridge.
Mm.
Do you know how hot it is that side? Mm. In Mpumalanga.
Mm.
How hectic is that?
But it's hot everywhere, man. This heat wave.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay, it wasn't hot where I was.
Those areas. Yeah, well, you're
How was the weather in Cape Town?
It rained on Friday. Wednesday was relatively, Thursday was relatively okay. Saturday was hot in the morning until about 1-ish.
Mm.
And then it went south. And
the breakdown,
man.
Really? Will break down the weather for us.
But ask him when did he have sex?
How was the weather? It was hot.
But I can't say it was hot because it was not
when we say, and how sex?
I can neither plead the fifth.
Exactly. I'll not confirm, not deny.
King, I saw fugi.
I saw five.
Remember Gilliam? Gilliam's like, I did, I saw fugi. I saw fugi.
No, man.
No, but I agree, it's... Huh?
This thing is life. It's okay.
What's life?
No, I'm just, you know.
Oh, okay. No, it's not that. It's life gets busy and we do things and like they just happen to be.
And to be honest, sex is not the only thing that
you
is
know?
Just the world does not revive around sex. Honestly.
It does because that's how you get human beings to be born. But as call up.
Yeah, those human beings have specific times. So you need to be, you know, you've got specific window in a month to get those humans.
It's like a day or 2 days
exactly.
when you are
so
fertile.
Then you've got another
yes.
25 days to roam around and be free.
Live your life.
Or at least you know a song.
Oh yeah, since we've been grueling him and grilling him about the songs, yeah. Now he's downloading songs. He's downloading songs. Telling us songs.
He's
now.
Telling us songs.
No man,
I guys, let no. Downloaded Matokoris. Do you wanna help me?
I see collab.
I'm surprised he didn't say that in Venda.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's actually a nice song, and I saw what looks like a video for the song.
Yeah.
But it was subsequently taken down from YouTube. I don't know why.
Is it because she's a bit too naked?
Makazi, is the video taken down?
The one that I saw is gone.
Because I saw a snippet. I can't remember where. I think on I saw it on Instagram. And so if you're saying it was, because I saw it, I was like, wow, she's looking a little bit undressed.
No, but like that's how, it's like saying, the Zulu girls who go to the reed dance are undressed.
Yeah.
We can't say that. That's wrong.
We can't say that. Exactly. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But I just asked looking at it from the perspective of a music video that like...
Ah, but it's culture. It's culture. Must embrace it.
Okay. Mm. But then there's all these random niggas that just going to be lurking and just like...
Ah, they must keep it in their pants.
And they're thinking that that's YouPorn. Instead of YouTube.
Niggas must understand what a culture is. Culture is culture.
How many niggas hit on you on a daily
basis?
I had one hit on me on Sunday. No, on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
On the getaway?
On the getaway.
Bushbuck
yes,
Ridge.
Yes, in Bushbuck Ridge. Because obviously I can't speak Shanga. And so I was like, I can't be bold. And I'm speaking like, you know, it was so funny. So this guy is like to me.
Was he like, hello?
No, I get there at the garage, right? So I asked for whatever I wanted. And, you know, so the guy's
was he charmed. Trying to fill you up?
Yeah. And he's like, you know, they're really getting charmed, you know. Because I'm like, I'm straight up like Zuluing all the
she
way.
She didn't hear you.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
A sequel up.
A sequel up, please. Let me continue my story. So this guy's like...
Hey, for change, he did flew over here. Hey, for change, hey! Hey, we're going to be switching roles on today's podcast.
It's 100th episode.
In that case, Len, come sit here. I'll sit there.
It's a century.
You're talking about sex. She's missing puns. I'm sounding smart.
You okay. Are?
No, we're still waiting for that part.
We are?
Yeah.
We'll get that later on.
Yes, later on.
You are being presumptuous.
We'll catch it later. Yeah. Yes. All right.
As
so
you were.
So after I'm done, so this guy, you know, is like, because he's like, oh no, yellow bony, you cutie, what. Anyway, okay. So then he's like, Alfun Satan.
Eh?
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't
you
know.
Want the devil.
Exactly. That's how I thought of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Satane.
Maybe it's another way of
no,
BBC.
It's Swati for Sazani. Alfuni Sazani. Mara Alfun Satan. Like, so it sounded, that's how. And the guy's like, no. I'm saying, like, Alfuni Sazani. I was like, oh, I felt so stupid. I was like, bye.
That's DC, dog.
Which means
devil cock.
Wow, Len. Wow.
Dude, you can't do the sex thing, eh? Yeah. You can't.
So, wow.
But, okay, who is Satan?
Eh?
Or Satan? Satan kima?
It's the devil.
So?
Satan.
No, I'm not Alfuni Satan. What, like, and obviously, it's a guy who's making.
Where was your husband during all of this?
No, I left my husband because we were driving back to Nelspruit.
Mm.
Yeah. So we left him in Bushbuck Ridge.
Mm.
Go Tula Mahash.
Yeah.
Like, hey to everybody.
Tula Mahash is horses clashing.
I'd like to believe so as well. But no. I don't want to look stupid. You can take that role alone. Like horses keep quiet. Tula Mahash.
Oh shit, guys, we gotta announce the winners, man, for City of Lights.
Oh yeah.
SK City of Lights.
Let's get the music.
Yeah, let's get the music, man. That was dope. Thank you so much. Music. Yeah, here we go. Hey
Ghost Lady, we're waiting for your rhymes.
We're
can
still
see
waiting.
You're getting the mood.
Yeah. Yeah. So all you had to do was hashtag SK Chillers and a lot of... Yo, did you see the hashtag?
No, not
yo.
SK Chillers. What was it? SK City of Lives.
SK City of Lives. I'm a chiller.
I'm a chiller.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Lies and at the Kinnikol.
Yeah.
And hashtag podcast.
We had, I ain't no killer because I never kill Biggie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had 5 hampers to give away.
Mm. 5 hampers.
And 4 VIP tickets for mm-hmm. people that will be joining us at the screening this Wednesday.
Nice.
Is this the first screening we're all going as a team?
Yeah.
Pillow, we're a team, no?
Oh.
We're a team?
We're a team.
Okay.
Are we a team?
When mm. Snake Nicole says, we're coming with him, like, I'm coming with my team.
Mm. Oh, you felt proud. Eh?
Let's drop him, Len.
Suddenly, I'm feeling very some busy. Type of way.
Let's go to Tula Mahash, then.
You know? Let me go reflect at the ocean again.
You know?
Or by the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. So Ghost Lady,
Ghost Lady,
how
Tula Mahash, who won?
All right. And the VIP tickets, we have Tebogo Rapulane.
Tebogo Rapulane.
Bo, bo, bo,
bo. Oh, yeah.
Sound, J-Chief. Sound.
Play that thing of yours.
Play that thing. Play that fucking thing of yours.
Yes.
And we have someone's
oh, please record there. Please record there.
Someone's handle here.
Cool.
And it's BellowEagle_15.
Nice.
She's going to be flying to the VIP.
Nice.
And these are double tickets. So
yeah,
they're
yeah,
coming
yeah.
with somebody. And they'll be rolling with the team, right?
Yeah. And I spoke to MJ, the guy who hooked us up
yeah.
At Stay Kinnikol, who's doing all of this.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, it's going to be VIP style. Proper.
There's alcohol.
Okay.
Eh?
There's alcohol.
Yonki into po.
Yo.
Yonki into po.
But I'm stopping to drink, guys.
Yo.
December is here, man.
God, I drank too much, Len.
It's too much.
I think you were at the Ulanga Bar right now.
Beer Fest.
Yes.
Oh, you went to Ulanga Bar.
Yeah, Beer that's Fest. Where I was with his girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He says that so proudly. But anyway, carry on.
Maybe he was just taking care of your girlfriend.
Good for him.
Okay.
Carry on.
While you're reflecting. Let us see. And number 3.
I was with a bitch, so it's
fine. Hey! Hey! Hey!
Okay. Talking about the sea, we've got a fish.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fisha Masenya Moslin. Mm-hmm. And her handle is @Moslin_Masenya.
Congratulations.
How do you know it's a her?
VIP tickets.
I'd like to believe it's a lady
sounds like
Muslim.
It. Yeah, it sounds like a female. Yeah.
Unless you want to be caught.
Well, by you.
No.
And
I don't have a fishing rod.
Hey.
No, chill out by the sea. So.
No, okay, I have a different rod, not a fishing one.
What, BBC?
Standard.
Oh, that's good.
You know what they say about skinny niggas, right?
Hey, I don't know.
But for the sake of the podcast, you laughed like you knew. Lord.
No, I meant to say, like, I don't know literally, but I've heard.
You've heard. What have you heard?
Well, he's not skinny, so
yeah,
okay. He gets tired. But carry on.
Yeah.
From how he talks. Anyway. And we've got...
No, like, I remember he said we don't have the same 24 hours.
Okay.
We also don't have the same inches. But yeah, carry on.
What's your comeback?
Yeah, I know. Like, we still have 15 minutes. Don't worry.
His comeback is flaccid. Carry
hey.
On.
Hey, okay. Right.
Linda Seth Shabangu.
Sex should ask a girl.
Eh? I don't know. Eh?
Sex Shabangu.
No, it's Linda Seth.
Oh, gosh.
That's Seth. Where I got it from. Carry on.
What's going on?
@SethLinda, right?
Okay.
And the hampers, our lucky winners for the hampers is Sharon
Mahlakeng.
Sharon Mahlakeng, congratulations.
Yes.
And
can
Muzi
we speed this up, Ghost Lady?
Yeah.
Luena, are you taking forever?
Muzi Wendo does
she likes it slow.
And
she likes
is
it slow.
At the Chubby.
Chubby?
Mega.
The Chubby Mega. Like
oh.
Super
chubby
Mega. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, next.
And the next one is Onko Kame.
Mm-hmm.
Siepamore.
Siepamore.
Yes.
Cool.
And it's Za
Nkambule,
who is at Za Nkambule 21.
Yeah.
And Kuliso Mulile, at Kuliso Hoot Stance SA.
Isn't that like a vendor name? Kuliso?
Kuliso.
Kuliso.
No, but it's Kuliso.
No, yeah. You don't say Kuliso.
No, I don't think that one's
vendor. But shouldn't it have like a V and an H and a R?
A VH in vendor is Bo.
But they're like secret.
Yeah, silent. Vendor people are very secret. Tiff.
Okay.
They deceive you.
Mona, can you stay away from vendor for at least a month, dog? You can see these people are slaughtering me.
Like Mbuzi. That's why you can go to vendor and say, I'm a goat.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Yeah.
He will catch it later.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, no, I got it. It's just not that funny.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah. What am I talking about now? Oh, yeah, City of Lies. Yes, make sure you check it out. It drops this Friday. We're going to check it out on Wednesday, and then we'll tell you all about it. But yeah, I cannot wait. It's all about who killed Biggie, in case you don't know what we're talking about. City of Lies.
Yeah, dope. Saw the trailer. Looks dope. Yeah. Looks dope. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm there. Mm-hmm. But can't wait.
Cool. Speaking of hip hop, did you guys listen to Kanye's new album? The gospel album?
Not yet.
You haven't?
Joy no. Celebration.
Volume what?
I didn't listen to it. I didn't have time. I was actually fucking with AKA's what's the name of the song? Something about Owens. The new song he just dropped now with
Ricky Rick and
No, it's not Ricky. I'll tell you now.
See, he's calling us now.
Yay.
Hey, oh, wow. Music. Yeah.
The Cape Town guy, man. What's his name?
Oh, Youngster CPT.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll tell you the name of the song. It's something about Owens.
Mm.
Mm. Main O's.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a nice song.
Dope track. Yeah, that's what I was.
No, I heard the album. It sounds like one whole long prayer.
Oh, yeah. I was actually, when you just spoke about it, I was thinking, Baba Wethose Zulwini.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
What's your favorite gospel song?
Aspela Lang.
How?
Aspela Lang.
Somebody does not go to church. Amen.
Isn't that a gospel song?
In fact, that song was more, I think it was a struggle song.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Struggle is gospel. I thought you were going to drop a Rebecca Malope on us, Muna.
Nah.
A new ghost lady?
There's a lot, you know.
Your favorite?
I can't think of it now. There's a lot.
So you're dying and we want to play you your exit song? She's going into it. Hey.
You know, it's the songs Etilongo. You know Etilongo? Huh? There's a hymn book, a Zulu hymn book.
Mm.
Hmm? It's number 64. Oh, so nice, lovely.
MacGyver's lost, but carry on.
Yeah, but it's fine.
You know what's a hymn?
Worry.
Yeah, come on, man.
What's a hymn?
Dude, we had assembly at school. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oof, jeez.
What was your favorite song during assembly?
I used to go to church. And we had assembly at school. I give up, McGee.
But you guys know I'm not religious, man.
You're not.
No, I thought he was going to drop Boma Lion of Judanyana because it was like a...
That's what you expected from me. Hell no.
What's
no,
your favorite gospel him. Song?
It's... also, Rebecca Malope did it. And Mom, kind of who's the one who was part of Joyous at some point?
Thank you, Mashab.
Another one?
She wasn't.
Ngibe Muhlename.
Hey, we need a prayer on this podcast.
We are Kanye inspired. Give him a name, man.
Oh, yes, I know that song. Yes.
She's got like a English like type surname, name. Flip, man, what's her name? Flip, but her. I'll remember the name, but yes. I like her version of the song.
But one thing I noticed about Kanye is that whatever he's into at that time, he goes in hard, bruh. Like, whatever it is, whether it's fashion, you're going hard.
Whether it's Kim, it goes in hard.
Whether it's going crazy, it goes in hard.
When like, unfiltered, man.
Next.
Ew.
Ask North.
You know what I mean?
He gets psyched in whatever he gets into, even fashion.
But that's good. It's passion.
Even his clothing line. Yeah. He's cool.
Because at some point, I think he was nearing or he outsold Jordans. With the Yeezys with Eddie, yeah.
It
did very well.
But I think, I mean, obviously the album will do well. It's Kanye West.
Yeah.
It's just, but you gotta give him props. He's like the first rapper to do a gospel album.
Yeah.
No,
at that magnitude.
He's not. Mace did one.
Mace.
Yes.
Mace. Oh,
but he wasn't as influential as Kanye at the time.
True, but like.
Mace was just a hip hop artist who turned into.
DMX gospel. Tried one.
Oh, DMX. Yeah. He always had a prayer. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder what life's about. No, but his prayers hit
hard.
No, they did. They hit hard. Yeah. So don't.
Because they were coming from a place of pain. It was like him. Mm. It was like he went. It was like this gangster mode and just begging for Jesus to save me.
Because I think it's the Game's album. I think it's a Doctor's Advocate where he does the opening prayer and the closing prayer. Yeah, like he went to.
Remember those Skidoo's church groups? Oh, there was that prayer. Oh,
that was in Venda, eh?
Exactly.
Ashifa Shaba.
Yes.
Mudzimanga Baba.
Oh, go on.
He was trying to redeem himself low key.
Yes. I was helping you. Do it.
I forgot it.
That was lovely.
Can you stop with the WhatsApp though?
Can we end with it?
Nah, I'm going to have to stop the recording.
Let's close the 100th episode with that prayer.
Yeah, Oskido.
Okay,
let me find it. Oskido's church grooves.
Yeah.
Yes, that's nice. But Chili M's prayer was also nice.
Yeah.
The radio prayer. Yes. You didn't hear it?
No. I don't remember hearing it.
Are you serious? You
got
to hear it, dog. Okay, let me find it for you. It's towards the end.
Okay, so let's end the podcast going forward
with prayers.
With prayers, yeah.
Chilean Monopoly.
Asaz.
Chilean Deity. Okay, Chilean Podcast.
Guys, which one has been your best episode since?
Yeah, no, for me, all of them, bro.
I was about to say.
They slap different, man.
Is it?
Money.com is
a platform. Hey, advert.
Oh, ish.
Look at you
putting on adverts now.
But it's our advert. Must I skip it?
It says money.com. I don't know how we enter into that frame, but anyway.
So there is that thing. So I don't want to be biased and say that.
Okay, wait, where's the prayer? It's at the end.
Around a personality. This is exactly.
I think this is part one, eh?
Was it part two to this thing? Is this when you were pissing people off?
No, I didn't piss anyone off, dog. I just laughed too much. That's all. My crime was laughing.
But when you're gonna be.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Listen to this prayer, bro.
Sometimes.
I was shooketh.
Oh.
Is it better than Zbu's prayers when you were doing the breakfast show?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, give. Roger.
Could wait.
She's going to go into the middle of the prayer.
If I'm the Father, you say, Our Father, who art on the airwaves, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom comes.
Your kingdom comes.
Your will be done on the airwaves.
Your will be done on the airwaves.
As it is on the ground and in heaven.
As it is on the ground and in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily deals of entertainment.
Our daily deals of entertainment.
And forgive those.
And forgive those.
Who try and become competitors with you. Amen.
We can just change airwaves to podcast. Our Father who art in podcast.
Who art in YouTube.
Oh God.
Hallowed be thy upload. Those likes come.
Thine subscribers come.
Nah, I just think like it's okay. It's nothing special. It was like
that one.
Yeah, it's
what?
It's okay.
Wow,
I ain't really feeling it.
It's because you don't go to church, so that's why you're so hyped. Okay,
I can't find that fresh.
Come anything on, that man. Says our Father is our like Father? Yes.
Oh, I was blessed, man.
Oh, you talking about me, guys?
Yes.
Oh.
Who did you think we were talking about?
I'm trying to find the prayer, the mosquito one. I'm trying to find the mosquito one.
If Chili M doomed him, he'll feel blessed.
Mm. Or gave him a snake.
Was it volume 1 or volume 2?
I don't know.
It was volume 2.
I can't.
Oh, it just started.
Yeah, it was a mosquito church.
Think you don't know what to talk about today.
Volume 2 prayer. What do you mean? Actually, she said I must play it. Yeah. I'm trying to find
at
it.
At the end.
At the end.
Yeah, I'm still going to have to play it.
Okay. All right. Just find it, though. Find it.
Mm. I can just look for it on my Apple Music, yeah?
No.
Yeah, there we go. Search there. Because I can't find it.
Now you're going to start twiddling with your watch, your phone.
It happens
with your ankle monitor.
No.
Everything.
No, I don't have Arrested Development.
Len, we'll get an ankle monitor if it was Apple. Like, ah,
I think that's what's next.
Len, an apple.
All right.
They say cool. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's the episode. We are done, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of here, man. We're going to sign out with the prayer.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you find it?
No, it's not here.
Ah, I wonder, ghost lady.
How? No, find it. You're not finding it.
Ghosting.
Oh, I can't find it.
Actually, what did we speak about today?
We spoke about how you haven't been getting some.
Uh-huh.
No, but he never confirmed or denied.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I pleaded the fifth.
Basically, I could even be lying, you know?
Mm.
So, anybody, you know, we...
You could have been lying about BBC.
How? No. MacGyver had the BBC experience, not me.
Yeah, you had BBC experience.
Yeah, man.
I get to, they closed him out.
If you're not a member, then you're not with us.
I was actually watching
a very dope documentary last night about algorithms and how, like, information that you literally give ends up being used for or against you.
Oh, yeah. We've spoken about this before.
No, but this was, like, on some other level.
What happened to you?
That's how Donald Trump won the election.
Via algorithms.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
They used targeted advertising.
Yeah, well, that's obviously algorithms, because when you go on social media, you say, no, I'm MacGyver, I like Man United, I like Kaiser Chiefs, I like the Blue Bulls, I like Pornhub, I like, and whatever is...
So do you just get pop-ups on your phone now?
Before he pops up.
No, besides that, like...
In his 24 hours?
There's companies that take that information and sell it. So you see, for example, like if an app comes out where if you take a picture, you become young or old or whatever.
Yeah.
So you enter your details for all of that stuff, right? But then they actually make money from selling your information to companies like Donald Trump.
Of course.
Who wants to win an election, or, you know, advertisers. You understand what I'm saying? If you're selling something and you want to target a specific... LSM.
Mm.
Yeah, then they take that information.
So is advertising moving away from mainstream media to social media?
Yeah, 100%.
I realize if I Google something and...
Metadata. Yes, but carry on.
Yeah. Like I Google something or I go into a... Already every... It's whatever I'm doing on my... Now, let's say it's either Instagram... Those promoted ads, they'll be linked to what I've Googled and like separately, you know? So it's all of these. Oh,
so if you go and take a lot and you say Pink Dildo, whatever website you go to, there'll be Pink Dildos all over.
I never go to that direction, though.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
MacGyver would know. Dildos.
You were saying algorithms, yeah?
Yeah, it was actually a very interesting documentary that I saw. It's on Al Jazeera, because Al Jazeera does like super... Ooh, their work is super dope.
You know, we could actually sell our subscribers' information.
Yeah.
Mm. But we're not like that, though.
We're not
No, but I'm just saying. Mokshumile.
Man's gotta eat.
When I'm tired of your 24 hours, just when they kick you out of Pornhub.
Which they already have.
Like, then 1 hour. Can I do
can
next?
You sit how long it is? 1 hour.
I don't know. I was giving an example.
How do you know?
I don't know how just long the honest, time limit is.
Look, okay. We've come a long way.
We have come.
A long way. I just know there's a time limit. I don't know
days.
How long.
How do
the
you
past,
know?
How have you been surviving
someone
the past
told
7 days?
Someone told
so
me.
So you were sitting with somebody and you're like, hey, how's your Pornhub experience? They kicked me out. After 1 hour. Like, me, I lasted 30 minutes. Where, on Pornhub or when you were Pornhubbing?
Pornhub Anonymous.
When last did you see Scoop?
Yeah?
Huh?
It's been a while.
Okay. I thought he's the one who told you that he got kicked out.
Nah. He actually wants to come back and do another episode.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That is nice. I can see Chilas will be very happy.
Yeah.
No, Scoop was dope, man.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, we're reflecting because it's the 100th episode.
Are we reflecting now, guys? When it's time to say goodbye.
But in the midst of things, your top 5 best celebrity interviews that you had.
I've already answered that. Weren't you listening?
No, you didn't answer.
I did.
You said everybody.
Yeah, I said I can't choose one.
I said top 5.
I can't choose one.
Okay, there's a Pornhub to your head. 50 minutes are running out.
Yeah, take it home for you.
I could have said gun, but
the
like...
Your battery. You've got 30 seconds off battery.
No, I could have said gun, but I was going to shoot differently. So,
I can't answer that. But what I can tell you is that I enjoy the interviews where the person I'm interviewing, the celebrity, is genuine. Like, they're authentic. Okay. Like, they're not doing it just for PR or just
Who would you like to interview again? Because you feel like you never got where you'd love to have gone with that person. So it's not that they were bad or you were not, but it's maybe.
But you didn't get that person where you wanted them.
Oh, Kelly Kumal.
That would be a killer interview.
Yeah, Kelly Kumal. Right. She was Kanye West before we knew that Kanye West. Everything was Jesus.
Basically, it was a Sunday service.
I feel like I didn't really crack her. Because all the answers were God, Jesus.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
You didn't keep her where you wanted her.
Yeah.
And you didn't wrap her around your finger type of thing.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it felt weird for me, that interview afterwards. Because the funny thing is, when the cameras are off, we're having a proper conversation.
Mm.
But then when the cameras are on, it was like, who's this now?
So basically, seeing that her surname is Kumalo, she dribbled you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should do an altar call, like, and just
an after call.
No, an altar call.
What's that?
For you to receive God as your Lord and Savior.
To be an altar boy.
Oh no.
At a Methodist church.
No.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, wait, which episodes did I like? I enjoyed Dineo. Dineo was pretty dope.
Mm.
Ranak?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Scoop was super dope.
Yeah, Scoop was amazing.
But the
Scoop
one
came just from a different angle. And yeah. It was so like...
He popped out of nowhere.
Yeah. Mushroom tendencies.
He shroomed. He was just mushrooming. But the one episode that I really want to give props to is because... And the reason I'm saying that is because it's what gave rise to the direction that we eventually took.
Yeah.
Is the ankle tap interview. The first celebrity interview that we did, and we didn't even know it was a celebrity interview.
Oh.
That was super dope. Yes. Even though the camera was skew.
Yeah.
Because Neroso goal.
Hey.
And then he...
Before my
time. Shit, I can't believe it's been 100, eh?
Yeah. Yo.
The century. In cricket, when you get 100, like, we bow down to you. And you raise your hat. Yes.
Yeah. So, well, here's to 100 more, man. God willing.
Guys.
God willing.
Hmm? And somewhere in the midst of that 100, I left because, hey, begushushu.
Hey, we had to make a plan.
And then the ghost lady came.
Hey, but before you came, we were struggling with ghost ladies. Eh?
Yeah.
I don't think so, eh? I don't think so.
I think so
everybody came.
I fell in love with the ghost ladies. For me, I didn't know the struggle. It was just...
She's giving a PR answer. She was sitting at home and was like, I can kick their ass.
No.
They just don't know it yet. But I don't think we struggled.
Not even,
I think we had, from the first ghost lady that we had, I think for like 4 or 5 episodes or 8, somewhere there, to the one that we had after that, to all the cameo ones that came. And
hey, but the second ghost lady had stories for days. Hey, every weekend she had stories. Hey,
she was the wild bunch.
Yeah,
she was partying every weekend and just
I heard these stories.
I loved her.
Shampoo po
and whatnot.
There was always a fight.
Yes, but she was cool, man. Like, I think all of them, we're going to say you the best because you're here. But all of them, like, were super great.
Yeah.
Mm. And I remember what I said. I said for the 100th, I wanted everyone to come here.
Yes.
I wanted all the ghost ladies here in
my
fact.
House is too small.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not a mansion like yours.
I wanted a whole vibe.
Like who's
ghost ladies?
Ghost ladies, yeah.
Now, what mansion?
So wait. You know what I was thinking? I was driving from work, ne?
Reflecting.
Yeah, that's what I do a lot these days.
Are you okay, my friend?
Ah, yeah, and party's still the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
When does it you attend one?
Too much and start thinking, you know what? I'm done with this life. I don't want to be part of it. Don't be those people.
What do you mean?
You know the people who reflect too much and then they end up saying, I want to give up. I don't want to be in this world. Yeah.
Give up on what?
On life. And then they kill themselves. Like, get all suicidal at me.
Shit happens. Anyway, year-end parties. Hey, look, if somebody decides, and I'm not saying this out of spite or being reckless or anything, but at a point where you
Len, what if someone is listening to us right now and then you are like, you know what, shit happens. So now they feel like, you know what, that's a sign from Len. I need to end my life. Hell no.
Because Kapo said he almost committed suicide.
Yeah.
Because he was depressed.
Exactly. Someone is depressed right now.
Mm. I've also been through that.
Yeah. But then how did you come out of it? So rather share your...
I pulled out.
Good. I love that one. You pulled out. Not shit happens. Fuck that shit.
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Now I was talking about year-end parties, and I don't know where that happened, where that ended. When last did you go to a year-end party?
I don't know. It's been a minute.
Have you been to one?
Yeah, last year. You remember I work, so we do get one end of the year.
Oh, did you hear?
Yeah.
Remember I work.
Yeah.
Like some of us don't have a job. But a blow job is better than no job. In the words of Kanye West.
That's what I've been saying. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, cool. We're done. Hey. Anyway, it's been real. We'll see you guys at...
Can I ask a question?
City of Lies. On Thursday. Wait, is it Thursday or Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
What's the question?
I've been having trouble of getting the original Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Where can I find Kellogg's Rice Krispies? Okay. Now they've got vanilla. And that is disgusting.
So if any of the chillers...
Len, please.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm serious. I'm looking for original Rice Krispies, not vanilla.
So you want
that
pop.
Thing is disgusting.
Crackle, can I? It's
snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah.
I want the original Rice Krispies.
This one grew up eating cornflakes. That's why he's lost.
Oh, he doesn't know. So Rice Krispies, can we help podcast and chill?
Okay, cool.
Probably somebody works at Kellogg's.
No, not Kellogg's. Yes, yeah.
Because they are Kellogg's, right?
Not Cyril.
Oh, my birthday is coming up, eh?
Happy birthday.
I'm doing a party at in the Val and Recharge.
Okay, cool. But happy birthday in advance.
So you're going to Val?
Yeah, 8th November, we're going to be out at Val Munating Cafe. And then the 9th, Recharge.
Okay.
It's a party, it's a party.
Oh, can I be excused?
No, you were not invited.
Oh, okay. I will excuse myself anyways.
So, which one are we invited to?
None. We must buy tickets. Not that I will.
We are
not going to be around. There's a Soweto Derby happening that weekend. So, catch me at FNB Stadium. That's where I'm going to be.
All right, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
100th episode. Big up.
Thank you so much, guys.
I actually said thank you to everybody who's been with us.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love you all. Yes, we love you all, man.
I thought it's a wee thing.
Oh, I just wanted to just express just from the ghost lady, you know, that.
But yeah, big ups to everybody since episode one when we were shitty to episode 99 when
we're still shitty.
Doesn't change.
Yeah, like. From the bottom of my heart, I love each and every one of you guys. You guys are, you give us the drive to do this every day, no matter how hard it is, no matter how flaccid it is, but you give us the hard on to do this every day.
All right. Make Maharaj has spoken.
The one who can't confirm, no deny.
And we'll be coming at you next week.
Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $22 Shell gift card with a Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic purchase. Ends 3/14/21. Terms apply. Details at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2-for-5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2-for-5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.